Hey, this is Jason Eldredge from KCRW, and I'm here with actress and comedian Janine Garofalo. Janine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. We're going to talk about some of the music that has inspired you over the years, and I understand that you brought a few songs to share today.
I did.
Well, why don't we jump right in, and what was the first thing that sort of popped into your mind and that you brought with you?
Well, the first one was from the Beatles soundtrack of Help. And the song is Ticket to Ride because Beatles were sort of the first obsession group I had as a very young child. I'm sure a lot of young kids respond to the Beatles because of the melodies and the harmonies. Mm-hmm. You know, it reaches people on a lot of levels. But for me in the late 60s, my father's sister, who used to babysit us, had Rubber Soul when I was about 3 or 4, and she played that a lot. And then when I got some birthday money once, my first album, full-length album I ever bought, was Magical Mystery Tour. But Ticket to Ride has remained one of my, I never tire of hearing it, and it just always sort of, I think it's one of those songs everybody loves. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. Janine, what do you have next for us? I would say the next song is a young girl crush on the band and their music. Since about the age of 4, I have been in love with Mike Nesmith. And not just because his mom invented Whiteout.
Right. I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought everybody knew that.
No.
But the TV show was on in the late 60s when I was a little kid, and my mom would let me stay up to watch it, and I would actually go to bed at night and pray that I could dream about the Monkees. I would ask God if I could please dream about the Monkees, Mike Nesmith in particular. And then some years back, I met Mike Nesmith and was so nervous, I was rude, I think, to him, and I've always regretted that. So in his honor today, and in hopes that he's listening, and if he can hear me say, I am sorry, I think I might have been rude because I was nervous around you, Mike Nesmith. What am I doing hanging around? Mike Nesmith on vocals from the Monkees anthology. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time for talk. Then she told me that she loved me not with words but with a kiss. And like a fool I kept on thinking of a train I could not miss. What am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am
That's music from the Monkees on KCRW. What am I doing hanging around? I'm Jason Eldredge, sitting here with actress and comedian Janine Garofalo. But, you know, you're much more than that as well. You wear many different hats.
Many hats. People always say that about me.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
say, Janine, you wear many hats.
That's right.
Literally.
Well, that's a good lead in to, like, when you're on set or when you are preparing for a role or when you're, you know, doing things to maybe prepare for a stand-up gig or something like that. Is there certain music that you tend to gravitate towards, or does music play an integral part into that process as well for you? Or,
well, for the acting stuff that I've done, I've never really been asked to do the type of roles that, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis-esque, I'm not getting out of the wheelchair until the rap party, my left footish prep time. You know, I tend to be asked to play, you know, gal number 3 in movie number 7, you know, whatever it is. So I listen to music, but just for fun, you know, in my life, I like to have it playing. And, you know, when I'm driving to work at 24, it's an hour commute for me when I'm here, so I make sure that I have all the music that I love when I'm not listening to KCRW, that is.
Right. Well, now you have your musical hat on.
I do.
And we're talking about music.
And so should I just go into the next
one? Let's talk about the next one.
The next one is by a band called the Blue Nile, which I believe is a Scottish band.
Yes.
And the song is called Tinseltown in the Rain off, I believe, the album of the same name. And that one is particularly meaningful to me because I can remember listening to it when I was in college on the very night I made the decision to make stand-up comedy my career, like to really try and commit to that. And it just, for some reason, something about the song, the melancholy way it sounds or something, it's very kind of an emotional song, and I just made that decision. Every time I hear the Blue Nile now, I think about 1985, I believe it was, when I started doing stand-up, and I just, that song to me is commensurate with making a big life decision.
What else? What else you got for us?
Well, the next one would be Badly Drawn Boy, and the song is Once Around the Block. That song to me is a very sort of pivotal time in my life of drinking to excess and getting sober. So I was towards the end of my drinking days, I listened to that album constantly, and then in the beginning of my getting sober days, I listen to the album constantly, but that song, Once Around the Block, always cheered me up, no matter how sad I was to not be drinking.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing when you're not drinking. Fascinated by style. But here's another thing I forgot until right now. I was drunk. This is the drunk part of listening to that album. Doing cartwheels in my hotel room, listening to that song, and then I was convinced I could do a split because I could when I was in high school, even though this is many years after. And Grandma decided to try and do a split, and I wrenched my back and herniated a disc. Okay, so we got, let me backtrack here. So we have alcoholism, sobriety, and herniated discs, all tied in with Badly Drawn Boy and the song Once Around the Block. I want to repair your desire for the goods that I stole from just wanting to live. I see the vision through your eyes. Your innocence no longer.
Understand we have a little something from the English Beat.
We do indeed. The English Beat, and the song is called I Confess. The reason I picked I Confess is because when I was in high school, back in those days, which was the late 70s and early 80s, it wasn't that easy to get indie or alternative music or college radio, mm-hmm. as it were. And every once in a while, something would start to slip through, and it was usually because of the new medium of MTV. And so Madness got in, and the English Beat, and a handful of other bands that ordinarily a suburban kid like me would not have had the pleasure of hearing. So I Confess, to me, was one of the, when I realized, oh, there's better music out there.
Yeah.
It isn't just all, you know, this kind of mainstream arena stuff, which just, even at the time, I felt was sort of mediocre at best. But something sounded better and different about a lot of these sort of left-of-center, left-of-the-dial type bands. And I Confess has remained a lifelong, again, like Ticket to Ride, I never get tired of hearing.
Yeah, no, it's a great track.
In a public place, if it comes on, everybody's toe starts to, you know what I mean? It's sort of the great equalizer. Everybody seems to respond well to I Confess.
It's actually like the moment in Reality Bites, like it comes on the air and you see everyone in the store just like,
they just like
jamming
it.
Along. Mm-hmm. They just love it.
I confess.
so as sort of a last minute thing, you, I mean, this wasn't part of your original list, but you brought in this.
You just had this in your bag.
You just happened to have this.
This is an auditory
gift
I'm giving you and the listeners. If you're not familiar with Big Dipper, you should be, by Godfrey. Well, if you just play the song She Is Fetching, I think you'll see what I'm talking about. Against the chopping tide. When I first heard it, because I had forgotten all the songs I loved by them, I have not stopped listening to it now for about 3 weeks. I cannot.
Wow.
And it haunts my dreams, unfortunately. I can't not think of it now, which is bordering now on driving me nuts.
Yeah.
And I wake up thinking of lyrics of theirs, and I try and sweep it away, and it keeps creeping back in. And is a cause to come. Tomorrow counts for lovers. How many in that sun? This is my gift to you for having me on the show. I can't, of course, leave this disc with you because I have to listen to it in the car on the way home. But I'm giving it to you as a sonic gift.
Absolutely. That's right, fantastic. Janine, thanks so much for joining us on KCRW.com today.
Thank you for having me. She may not know it now. Look out if she falls.